I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we really like spooky things.
Spooky things.
And we adore
self-care for yourself.
What did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, well, actually, Steven and I started watching a new show together.
What is it?
It's called His and Hers on Netflix.
Who's in it?
I don't really know the actors, honestly. I don't know any of them, but it's really good. It's like kind of like one of those things where it's like, who did it? And it's a small town full of secrets.
Do they show his side and then they show her side so you figure out things little by little?
Kind of. It's like a couple that's like, they're not like divorced, but they're like separated. And there was like a tragedy in their family. And like, he's the sheriff of the small town and she's come back after disappearing for a while. And
she was
the anchor
I'm in
of Atlanta, and now she's back, and she wants to solve the mystery of her friend who got murdered.
Who among us doesn't?
And it's really good, so you should watch it. But we're like watching it together.
Netflix?
Yeah, Netflix.
Okay.
And so it's like one of those things where it's like we have to like wait for each other to like watch the next episode kind of thing.
I mean,
because otherwise it's like one of those things where it's like it would be too complicated for me to try and explain what happened.
Well, and we're all bad at explaining stuff.
Yeah.
We've been watching the show. I don't remember the middle number, but like 11 some number 63, and it's with James Franco, who I'm not crazy about, but he goes back to stop the Kennedy assassination.
He's still around.
This is an old show.
Okay, I was like, I thought he was canceled.
But it was like, it came back or something. No, he's just talking to minors, so not great. Well, but we've been watching that.
I was going to say pedo, but
I got to give props. He's actually pretty good in it. I hate to say it.
Well, I mean, just because you're a pedo doesn't mean you don't have talent.
Well, he does comedy, and this isn't comedy.
Huh.
Okay. So I'm shocked. Sometimes
you're a pedo, but you still have acting talent.
I hate it, but it's true.
Well, okay, 11, what was it? 1163?
It's 11 some number and 63. It's like whenever the Kennedy assassination happened.
Oh, it's a date. Got it.
Yeah, and with our soon-to-be, well, not soon-to-be, like connection to the Kennedy. More about that later one day. I was like really interested in hearing more.
Oh, okay.
And some guy was like, I'm Jack Ruby. I'm like, that is who shot Lee Harvey Oswald. And like, I'm looking at Keith and I'm like, and it's not a spoiler. That's history.
That's history.
I'm like,
thank y'all.
That's actually da da da. And I'm like, why do I know all this? Why do I know all this?
Because you're smart.
History.
Or herstory.
Sorry. I kind of love it.
That was stupid. Yeah.
Yeah. Good times.
Good times. Well, that sounds interesting. What was that on?
Netflix.
Netflix. Okay. Yeah. Well, Netflix.
So watch it.
Bridgerton's coming out with their new season soon.
Oh.
I don't remember the day.
I'm pumped.
You don't watch Bridgerton?
I don't.
Oh my God. What?
Everyone says that. Why?
What the fuck's your problem?
I'm gonna say something controversial.
Oh my God.
I don't really like period pieces. I know.
Okay, but this is like different.
Well, there's a guy from season one. He was really hot. Oh, it took a while to like lose or like gain some steam from hot guys. I don't know. I don't watch it.
I mean, but you like some hot goss. It's literally all about hot goss.
Okay.
It's like basically about like these people that like live in the ton. It's like a town. And Bridger.
You idiot.
They and they like are all, you know, trying to be like high society, and there's like this mysterious person, no one knows who she is.
Who, I want to be the mysterious
who
person.
Who writes all the hot goss, and she like spills all
is
the tea.
Is it like Gossip Girl, another show I didn't watch?
I didn't watch that. But basically, so she's so like, this person is, you know, canoodling with this person, and how about this person doing that? And then everyone's like, oh, what? And it's really interesting. And everyone's like, who is this?
I would love
lady
that unless I was in it. I'd be like, this is great. And then I'd be in it, and I'd be like, this is bullshit.
And that's exactly how everyone is. They're like, we love this, except for when I'm in it, don't spill my tea.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah, like, exactly.
My tea's my tea.
Yeah.
But your tea is everyone's
everyone
tea.
Everyone else's tea.
Yeah.
No, you should definitely watch it. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Well, it's pretty great.
I keep saying, okay, I will. And then I'm like, and I go home and I'm like, oh, butterfly. And then I run away.
Well, now you'll have several seasons to like binge. Also, it's like lighthearted, you know?
Okay.
Have the costumes are pretty.
Have you been watching Tell Me Lies?
No.
Have you ever seen that show?
No.
Okay, I need new friends is what I need. Because Tell Me Lies is great.
What's on that?
You would immediately love it.
Okay.
It's on Hulu. It's about this woman who dates this guy who's dog shit. You hear the whole story. It's great. It's on Hulu. Please start watching it. You won't stop, though.
Okay.
You'll watch one episode and be like, and go.
Yeah. Okay, and so you watch Bridgerton and I'll watch Tell Me Lies. And we'll reconvene next week and talk about it.
Okay.
Oh my God, just watch it. And you'll be like, what's going to happen next?
Would Keith enjoy it?
Yeah. I mean, Steven like pretends like he doesn't like it. He fucking loves it.
Okay, but like Steven is more okay with like, even though him pretending.
Steven's a little bit more girly pop is what you're saying.
Yes, absolutely. I'll say it to his face. Bring him in here. Bring him in here. I'll say it to him. But he even knows that. Like, he would watch Bachelor in Paradise with you and would get jazzed about it.
That's true.
Keith pretended to hate Love is Blind.
Pretended is the key word there.
But here's the thing. It was really funny because we had Sean and Josh were over. And Sean and, like, Dana and Morgan. We were all, like, sitting there.
Sure.
And Sean's like, I just don't get people who watch Love is Blind. And, like, Keith, like, looked to the side and Josh looked to the side and, like, kind of down. And Josh was like, I don't think you should really judge it until you watch it, Sean.
Oh, my God.
And Keith's like, yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And I was like,
shut up, Sean. You don't know what you're talking about.
But then Keith all of a sudden's like, I hate Love is Blind. I was like, okay, follower.
Okay.
Sean follower. So I don't know. But yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Just try it. Okay. See if he likes it. I think it's interesting. And fun.
He liked Where the Crawdads Sing. I just put it on. I didn't ask. And he was like, that was a really good movie. And
oh,
I'm like,
my God.
You're welcome.
They did such a good job. Like,
oh, my God.
That was like
it's
exactly
so good.
Like the book.
It is so good.
And like that never happens.
No,
but that
it's
was
never
exactly
happens.
Like the book. It was so good.
It was great. It was good.
Okay.
So
I have a story.
Tell
I have a,
me about.
I have a Denver story for you. And not to like scare you, but this is like pretty recent. In recent times.
Is it near me or you?
Yeah. Well, like, it's Denver. So, yeah.
Walking distance?
Walking distance from here? No.
Okay. Well, okay. What about my house?
So this is about a rideshare guy who was assaulting women. Yeah. And don't worry, he got caught. So okay, I'll preface it with that so we don't have to be like, oh my God, is he still out there? He's not.
Can I just tell you an irritating story? I don't use rideshare, but this last weekend for Katie's thing, it took the rideshare guy over an hour to get to my house.
That's stupid.
I was going to beat you guys there. Like, I was like very on time and I just kept waiting and it said 8 minutes away for like an hour.
That's so dumb.
But I didn't want to cancel because then I'd have to pay and get a new one. But yeah.
Oh yeah.
So rideshares right now to me...
I love rideshare mostly because I don't like parking.
Yeah.
Because it stresses me out.
That's why I do too. But.
And like just drop me off at the door and then I don't have to like stress about it.
Well, you don't have to worry about your car, parking your car.
Yeah.
And then like, did I pay
the right parking?
Parking. Yeah.
And like now I have to walk 3 fucking blocks away and it's cold and I don't want to.
Well, and if you want a drink, then you don't have to worry about it. Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, like, and that's the whole thing, right? Is like when you.
There's good parts and bad parts.
Get a ride share, you're like trying to be responsible.
Yeah. So then I had Keith come pick me up because I didn't want to take it home.
So. Right. But like, that's the whole, like, I don't know. It sucks because all of these women in this story were doing just that. They were being responsible. They were like, okay, I had some drinks. I'm not going to drive.
So support that.
I'm going to get a ride share and just go home.
Make sure I'm safe.
Yeah. You know, trying to live your best life and be a responsible adult. And then shit goes wrong.
You should be able to do something as innocuous as ordering a ride share and get home safely.
100%.
Like, you should be able to.
Absolutely.
So, go on with the story.
Okay. So between 2018 and 2022.
That's too long.
Yeah. John Pastor Mendoza falsely responded as the driver when women used a ride sharing app to request a ride.
So he wasn't actually a ride share.
He was.
Okay.
At one point, he was an actual Lyft driver. I don't know for how long. Lyft made a statement that he did work for them. They didn't share how long he had worked for them.
Okay.
But that being said, then he has the Lyft sign in his car.
Okay.
Right?
Can I just tell people like the trick? I don't care how drunk you are. You need to make sure you know the license plate and at least license plate. Because do you remember when we were getting one? I was like, Danae, we got to make sure the license plate matches.
Yeah, always, always.
That's the trick. But I think
that this story is why we now do that.
Okay.
So license plate number, and you always ask.
Who are you picking up?
Yeah. And like, what is their name too?
Yeah, yeah.
So... because just these ladies did everything right,
yeah,
like by the book.
Oh, I'm not victim blaming. I'm just now that we've gotten to this point.
Now that someone's had to be an asshole and taken advantage of the system, we have to go the extra step to protect ourselves.
It's so stupid.
So basically, he would like show up and be like, "Oh yeah, I'm your ride," and he had the Lyft sign, and he would basically just prey on people who were like really drunk, which is like the point of getting a ride share, is that you're drunk and you're like, take me home.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
He would either sexually assault his victims in his vehicle or take them to another location and assault them there.
That is so scary.
Right?
That is so scary.
It's seriously like nightmare. Like, that's worst case scenario in your idea of getting a ride share.
Oh my God.
So he was arrested on August 19th of 2022. We're going to get to how it all kind of came about.
Yeah.
But I do want to share the women's stories and what they experienced.
Yeah.
So I'm going to share six of those women's stories, six of them who wanted to come forward and wanted to share.
But there was much more than six.
There was much more than six.
I hate that.
I'm going to start out with Rachel Perry. She was having a girls' night, March of 2019, you know, had some drinks, and she's like, let me call a ride share. You know, standard procedure.
Yeah.
She asked the car that pulled up. She's like, is this for Rachel? He said, yes. She gets in. But as they're driving away, she got a notification on her phone that her actual ride share that she had ordered canceled. So in that moment, she's like,
oh, God.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Who is this? And so she's realizing in that moment, she's like, oh, my God, what is happening?
This is bad. This is bad.
And then the dude is trying to convince her, like, hey, we should go party some more. Let's go party. And she's like, no, dude, I want to go home. And he's like, no, it's your idea. Like, he's basically trying to convince her that she wants to go party more. And she's like,
never have I ever gotten in a Lyft or Uber at the end of the night and wanted to continue partying
with a random stranger.
Like, you're getting that to go home.
Yeah, like, goodbye.
Weirdo.
So she's like, no, I don't want to do that. But at this point, she had lost the ability to move. So
why?
So I'm not sure. It sounds like, from what I've gathered from the other stories, like, it's one of those things where, you know, when they offer you water.
Oh. Okay, I'm wondering because I'm like, how did he drug
exactly.
her?
So that's what I'm kind of gathering from the other victim's stories.
Yeah, okay.
So she's freaking out. She's like already drunk. And then she knows that it's a red flag because this is not the car that she ordered. Dude's trying to convince her to go somewhere else. She doesn't want to go somewhere else. And now she can't move. So like...
all bad.
Freaking
all bad.
Out.
Oh my God.
He took her to a location, and obviously they get in there. There's not a party. It's just her and him. And she's like, oh no. Oh, hell no. This place is absolutely empty. There's a mattress on the floor. And her fight or flight kicked in. She was a fighter.
Good.
And so she fought this man off so hard that she like eventually scared him more than he could scare her.
Good.
And
good,
bullied good. Him back into the car and made him drive her home.
Oh, I love that.
I know. I was like, oh my God, you're amazing. And he was like terrified. So I guess from her account, I'm not laughing because like,
I'm laughing because I'm like, badass. Good
for you, girl.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Scare that man. Like, you thought you were going to scare me? Hell
I'm
no.
I'm going to scare you.
I'm going to scare you.
Get me home, motherfucker.
And so I guess I'm assuming the drugs had probably worn off at this point. Because I was kind of like, how
maybe
did
she
that
didn't
happen?
Have too many. Like, it was enough that it, like,
maybe
got
just
her,
got her,
but
like, kind of sleepy and, like, out of it and not able to move. But I don't know. And then maybe the adrenaline kind of, like, counteracted that. I don't really know.
I mean, if she had her wits about her as much as like it sounds like she did, like I think it could counteract.
I mean, if she was able to fight him off to a point and like bully him back into the car, like,
yeah,
hell yeah. So she said, he was screaming at me, he was threatening me, and I just held my own the whole time. I made sure that he knew that if we were going down, we were going down together.
Good
for her.
Yeah,
she didn't report the incident because she thought she would get in trouble for fighting this man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's how fucked our system is.
Yeah.
Also, her phone was missing, so she just reported her phone missing to the police, and that was like the extent of what she reported to police. 8 days later, St. Patrick's Day, 2019, Erica Rinnert was out and about, obviously celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Getting inebriated, as you do. She's downtown. It's about 8 p.m., and she's like, I'm fucked up.
I remember St. Patrick's Day where you didn't even know words and texted me to come join you. And I was like,
you're like, I'm good.
Think I shall. I'll pass. I shall not.
You're like, I think we're past the point of me catching up.
I think we're past the point of this being fun.
Yeah. So she called a rideshare, you know, as a responsible adult.
Yeah.
And she initially remembered, like, when she called it, she was like, oh, I remembered it being a woman, like it said a woman's name. But then she's like sitting on the curb, and then someone starts like ushering her into the car. She saw the Lyft sign, and it's kind of blurry because, you know, you're like fucked up. It's St. Patrick's Day.
Well, you see those because we all know the like Lyft signs.
The, like,
so like
light
you would
sign.
See it and be like, sounds good to
me. Yeah, exactly. Someone's like, oh, I'm your ride. She's like, all right, cool.
Yes, you
she
are.
She gets in and realizes it's a dude, and she's just kind of like, all right, well, whatever, like, I guess this is it. And she only lived,
my thing would be, maybe they just had a feminine sounding name.
Right, like, who knows,
because
like,
there's been guys named Leslie and like Ashley and stuff like that, and you're like, okay,
yeah, I don't know. Yeah. And she only lived like 10 blocks from where she was getting picked up, so it shouldn't be like a super long drive.
No, not at all.
But this dude kept like driving around and around, and she was like, she was with it enough to be like, bro, like, take me home. Like, I know where I live.
What are you doing?
Like, what are you doing? Why are you just driving around? Eventually, she passed out.
Oh, no.
And when she woke up, they were on the highway.
Oh, I don't need to be on the highway.
Yeah. And so she starts freaking out, and she was like, I tried to get out of the car while we were on the highway. And he... I guess she was in the passenger seat, and she's trying to like open the door to like get out because she's freaking out.
Tuck
like,
and roll.
What the fuck? And he's like grabbing the back of her shirt and like pulling her back in. Like, so there's kind of like a struggle going on.
Oh, God.
Because she's trying to get away. But he gets her back in. And just like Rachel, she starts to get kind of sleepy. She starts to get kind of like out of it. And she's like,
well, she did
on top
pass
of that,
out,
already
so,
drunk.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, like, what's going on? And so she's like thinking, did this guy like drug me? And so eventually the driver gets to wherever he was going, and they go inside this residence, and it's, you know, same thing, nothing inside this place except for a mattress on the floor. And when he tried to push her down onto this mattress, she again was a fighter, badass. She fought back and screamed loudly. she punched him enough times that he must have just decided, like,
it's
not worth it. And for some reason, he just, like, left her there to pass out. What the fuck? I don't know where he went. But yeah, when she woke up, he was gone, and she was like, bye-bye. So she fucking left. And she called an ambulance, but I guess Aurora Police Department showed up instead.
Okay.
She said,
interesting,
they pressured me not to pursue it at the time. And when you've gone through something as traumatic as this...
Why would she not pursue it? Why would they even... Oh, God.
Yeah. And you're that raw, of course. I'm not going to pursue it without that support and encouragement. And I didn't believe that anything had happened to me. So, like, what? The police department is like, okay, yeah, you've been, like, basically abducted. You passed out. You were in a, like, room of some person that you don't know, or, like, a residence of someone you don't know. But, yeah, like, don't... We don't need to pursue it. Like, what?
My thing is, like, if something happens to me, even if I find it innocuous, I want to pursue it because I don't want there to be other victims. Exactly. It's not even for me. It's for, like, all the future people.
Right. So, she didn't pursue it. And she wouldn't find out who did this to her until 3 years later. And she wouldn't find out that there were other victims until 3 years later, too.
So annoying.
Okay. Katie Duvall Davis. This was August of 2019. She was out. She went out to dinner with some friends. She got some drinks, you know, as you do, have a fun time.
Yeah.
She called her rideshare to go home. She says, as I was standing there waiting, a car pulled up. I leaned in. I said, are you here for Katie? He said, yes. So I got in. I kind of knew something was off immediately because there was a driver and a passenger. I was in the back seat, and then they said that it looked like
was this at the I time wanted to where go they,
party more.
Where they did the, you know what I'm talking about,
where you have to share with random people. Yeah,
like shared or whatever it's called.
I don't know.
I think it was called pool. I don't think they do that anymore.
I'm not sure if she had selected that or not.
It's never an option.
It sounds like if she thought it was weird that there was another person, then that would have been something that she hadn't selected.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. I was like, was it pool? Because
So she said she's in the back seat, and they're like, oh, yeah, dude, looks like you want to go party some more. And she's like, I want to go home. Like,
yeah,
I'm good. That's why I want to go home. That's why I called you. I want to go to sleep. Like, I'm done for the night. And they kept insisting, and it was just like, weird. And so then, just as the other victims stated, she starts to get sleepy.
Oh, God.
And she's not, you know, she's still kind of like with it, but she realizes that they didn't drive her home and they are driving to a residential area. So she's like, oh, my God. Like,
so he would take them to his physical address.
I guess. Like, what? So she said... that they would only take her home if she kissed them first. So they made me basically make out with them. And then I threw myself down in the back seat and just started crying and yelling my address. I don't think I stopped yelling my address until I was out in front of my apartment. And luckily I still had my keys. Again, her phone was reported missing as well. That was the only thing that she reported missing as stolen. Which is just like a shame that it's like we're scared to report these kind of incidents.
Well, they're taking their phone, so their account, like, they have to renew it, and then all that information's probably not on it.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Okay. Cassie, we're not going to say her last name. She didn't want it in here.
Yeah.
This is November of 2019. She was out clubbing in Denver. She said she didn't remember getting into the car necessarily. Like, that wasn't really a super clear memory.
Yeah, unfortunately, she was probably pretty drunk.
Yeah, and she said she was taken down to Aurora, and there's about 5 hours of time.
What's the worst part of this?
That's Aurora. Just completely blocked that she doesn't remember.
Oh, my God.
Which is, like, horrifying.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. She says, when I fully came to, he had let me out of the car near some warehouses in Aurora, and I found my way to a truck stop eventually.
Oh, warehouses are deep in Aurora.
Yeah.
Like, I'm South Aurora, but, like, that's deep in Aurora. I've driven past, like, an area like that. That's scary.
So luckily, when she got to the truck stop attendee called the police, and they came to pick her up, and it took about 30 minutes to get her back to her house. Again, she didn't really report anything other than her phone was stolen.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And it's just like, there's this stigma of like, you're ashamed. You're like, what happened? Like, I don't remember. Like,
when people tell you not to report, you're like, well, I don't want to report. I don't want to sound like an idiot if they're telling me not to.
Oof. Okay. Then there's another Katie. No last name for her either. May of 22. She was also clubbing in Denver, but she was out with her boyfriend.
2022?
Mm-hmm.
So there was like a long stretch where we don't really know what happened.
There's a lot of victims, but these are the ones who came forward to
say something. That's what I'm saying. We have no recollection of like if it changed or something.
Yeah. I mean, there was 12 victims that were sexually assaulted, so there might be others in between that time frame.
Yeah.
But like, these are just the ones that
spoke up,
wanted to speak up.
Yeah.
So she's downtown. She's clubbing with her boyfriend. They got in a fight, and she's like, okay, bye. I'm just going to fucking leave. And so she got a ride share. She said it was, you know, same story. She's pretty intoxicated. Doesn't really clearly remember getting into the vehicle. So then she passed out pretty quickly once she was in the vehicle, which is also like weird. Like all the girls are just kind of like, this isn't like I don't just like pass out in the ride share, you know, like that's not normal behavior for me.
That's what I was wondering. Like what was passing out if he was like doing something back, like put something back there. There's sprays that can make people like pass out. Totally. So
when she woke up, this dude was trying to get on top of her, and obviously she knew his intention immediately. And also, I love this. She's such a fucking badass. She said, I had on these big goth boots, and I just started kicking his face as hard as I could, as much as I could.
Yes!
Yes, Katie.
Here comes my hero.
Kick him in the face with those big goth boots. Like, hell yeah.
Thank God she was wearing those.
I love that.
Those are stilettos. Just something sharp that you can just really
just do some damage. Always wear some shoes that could fuck someone up.
Do damage-causing shoes. Always.
Yeah. And always do leg day.
Yeah. If you can, do it.
So she ended up in the King Soopers parking lot in Cap Hill without her purse, phone, or shoes somehow. She doesn't remember. She screamed for help, and another woman came to her aid. This lady, sweet baby angel, called the police for her, and they came and did a sexual assault report, finally, and drove me back to my house.
So it looks like these ones took it a little bit more seriously.
Yeah. Okay.
I hate that I have to say that.
I know.
I hate that I have to even say that.
We have to even like say that.
Oh, they took it seriously. Congratulations. Well, that's your fucking job. So,
right. Okay. This is the last like victim account that, that was shared. So Juliana Garcia, she was in July of 2022 when this happened.
Okay.
So she's enjoying a night out with some friends in Denver when she's kind of like, ooh, I don't feel very good. Like I want to go home. And she didn't want to be like a Debbie Downer because like she had a whole group of friends out and she's like, I'm just going to call rideshare. I'm going to go home. Yeah. And she lived in Boulder at the time. So like,
oof, that's like a long
drive.
Yeah.
So she's like, no, you guys, you stay out. I'm just going to go. Like, I just don't feel good. Have fun. So, she was waiting with her roommate and, she gets into the car.
Is your roommate not going with her?
No, she was just waiting for her, which is like also like, you know, girl code. You like walk your friend out, you make sure they get into the car. Like these girls, these ladies are doing everything right.
Everything right. Yeah.
And still, like, God. So she gets in and she's like, okay, it's like a Hispanic dude. He's in his 30s. And she says, I'm Hispanic myself. So I felt like a sense of comfort knowing he was Hispanic. Like, I felt safe.
Yeah.
And he gave her water, and she started to feel sleepy.
Okay. Yeah, that's where it comes from, the water. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the next day, so she didn't have any sort of, like, altercation with this man. Like, apparently she got home. She doesn't remember anything.
Yeah.
The next day, she had this, like, strange brain fog where she was like, it's not even, like, hungover. It's like, I can't even, like, snap out of it.
There's a
like,
big difference between brain fog and hungover.
She was like, I don't have a headache. It's not my typical hangover. like she was sleeping a whole bunch, and she's like, that's not my usual hangover. Like, so it was very much like atypical for her. Yeah. And it felt just like off. Like it was weird. Her roommates were like, dude, you need to like, you should go to the hospital and
like, you should get this figured out.
Yeah. And get a sexual assault nurse examiner exam, which is known as a SANE exam.
Hopefully she hadn't had a shower yet.
Yeah. And at first she's like, I don't want to do that. And then a few days later, when she realized that she was missing an undergarment, which I'm assuming was her bra, because she was talking about like, I came home and I didn't have this undergarment on, but I don't remember taking it off. And I would have had to been like, I would have had to like take my shirt off to take this off.
Oh yeah. So it would be a bra.
So like, yeah, I'm assuming it's a bra. But it was weird to her because she's like, why would I be missing that? Like, I don't remember taking my shirt off. I don't remember removing it. Like, and why would I take it off?
Yeah.
So that's when she was like, okay, it's weird. Like, I should go to the police and report this. And so, and also just like not knowing, like she didn't remember. So like, she's like, I don't remember like anything. So yeah. Something really bad could have happened.
But who am I to say, because I don't remember.
Yeah. So a detective called her and asked about the report she made, and a DNA profile had been gathered from her SANE exam. So she did take the exam.
Good.
And it linked her case to others. So the detective asked her to come to the station and identify the perpetrator. So she gets down there and she's like, let me look at these people.
Where's the pictures?
Blah. Pictures.
Okay.
And Juliana sees this guy and she's like, that's a fucking guy. So she identified John Pastor Mendoza. And even though he's like, oh, I'm innocent, I didn't do this, like, bro, we have your fucking DNA. Like
you did. Can't really.
You can't
fight DNA. You
can't dispute that.
Yeah.
Sir. So he was convicted by a jury in October of 2024.
Was he in jail holding at that time?
Yeah. So they arrested him immediately she identified him.
Okay, good. I was like, wait a minute. 2024, hold up. Yeah.
And he was convicted on 30 criminal counts, including kidnapping 12 women, sexually assaulting two of them, and attempting to sexually assault seven others. On March 7th, 2025, he was sentenced to a prison term of 290 years to life by Judge Karen Brody. In a statement by the Denver District Attorney, John Walsh, Pastor Mendoza victimized 12 women in a calculated, cruel, and contemptible series of crimes over 4 years. Judge Brody's severe sentence is entirely appropriate.
I love that rapists just get the worst sentences ever. It's like,
I love cool. when it happens because it's rare.
Yeah, it is rare. But I do love when it happens because it's like, oh, cool.
Yeah. So that is,
I think we should also castrate him.
The Denver rideshare crazy guy who just, you know, would take advantage of people who are drunk and trying to do a responsible thing. Like, that's so fucked.
See, I know, like, the stories of, like, that happening to rideshare, but I haven't, like, heard, you know, actual stories.
Yeah, yeah. So, because, like, you hear about it, but, like, it's just, like, messed up that, like, when you hear, like, people tell their stories, like, how much more, like, real it becomes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, you hear stuff and you're like, oh, God, that's so scary. And then you hear like the actual details and you're like, Jesus Christ. Like,
I wonder if Uber and Lyft, because I know people said they weren't doing like background checks like thorough enough.
Oh my God. Really?
So I wonder if they've, yeah.
I'm sure they've tightened that up.
And I hope so.
There's also a thing, at least on Lyft, where you can choose to have women only drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be either like all the time or like specifically you can choose like after like 9 o'clock. You can choose only
women. Didn't you and me get that option when we were coming back from the show? And I just said, we'll just do first available because it was you and me together.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I think that's what we did. But I think
we were also like freezing our asses off.
So. Yeah. So I think we're like, whatever, we'll take whoever.
But it is cool that that is an option.
I love that that's an option. Yeah. I do have to say, though, like women rideshare drivers, I hope they're being safe too.
I know.
Like, I feel like that would be scary. You pick up some drunk guys.
Yeah.
Like, ugh, guys, it is rough being a woman. Like, crazy it's world. Scary. It's so scary.
So, yeah. I mean, you can I'm do everything right in the world and still, you know, be a victim, which is just so just depressing.
And you can't assume you're always going to be a victim either. That's not a way to live.
No, no. But, like,
but it's God, like anymore makes you wonder.
Yeah. Like, how many fucking steps do we have to do?
Yeah. I'm glad they caught him, though.
Yeah, I'm so glad they caught him. So we'll post pictures of some of the victims and I don't know. Is that? Yeah, we'll post some pictures of some of the victims. And we'll then
post what we can
find.
Yeah.
And that'll be on Mysterious Mavens Pod on our Instagram.
You can email us stories, suggestions, just say hi, self-care tips. Any tips you have.
Literally anything.
Email, and it's going to be mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com. Please rate us 5 stars, preferably, because we want to get ourselves in front of people like you. So please do that. We also have a Facebook and TikTok. We're not super active on this one. So
yeah. And we've got some fun stuff coming up. So stay with us so you can learn some new things that are in the works.
Yeah, we have an interview coming up with our buddy Chris Mugshot with Chris Osick, and listen to him. But we have an interview coming up. We're not exactly sure when, but we interviewed with him last weekend and it was a really good conversation. And he has the most amazing setup ever. So
yeah.
And his girlfriend was so sweet. She looks just like Amy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which is very high compliment because we love that show, but Danae told me that and I'm like, oh, no wonder I loved her so much. So, but yeah, just subscribe, like, rate, all that good stuff. But
share with your friends.
All right.
Okay, until next time.
Bye.
Self-care yourself.
Yeah, self-care yourself.
All right. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Isn't that fucked up?
It's so